How's it going? What's up? Happy Monday Motivation. It is your girl Fallon back with another Monday podcast. If you've never listened to my Monday Motivation, I want you to know that Monday should be celebrated like a new year where you're refocused on goals that you maybe have put on the shelf, you haven't given much attention, and you learn to reprioritize those goals to start brand new. So I'm excited to be back with another podcast. I'm fresh off my bachelorette party weekend where we nerded out at Disney World, and it was absolutely amazing. But I'm ready to bring you a hot, fresh topic so that we can talk about it and start to impact your life for the better. All right, let's get started. Now, this subject is one that is tough for me to breach because this is a subject that has plagued me my entire life, and that is saying no. It is the hardest thing in the world for me to do. It's something that's been really tough. And the last week, probably 2 weeks, it's been something that I've had to learn to do better with poise and maturity and make the right decision for me. I'm a person that is a bit of an empath. I am always thinking about other people's emotions towards subjects, and that's just how I'm made. And a lot of people are that way. Some people aren't that way at all. I think the closest you can get to it is I get a lot of DMs from you guys talking about having mother's guilt, where when you leave to go to the gym or do something that's really fulfilling for you, you feel super guilty about it. I think all of us have an empath within us where we start to say yes to a lot of things that we shouldn't because we're just simply too afraid to appear selfish if we say no. So remember that kindness is not weakness. Kindness is strength. And I said that in a podcast a while back. But I want to let you guys know I had to address this in my personal life. I was called and asked. I'm always called to do promotional things. And can you do this? And can you do that? Can you do that? And I was called and I was like, I was put on the spot because I didn't know that I was about to be asked. You know, I wasn't returning a voicemail where I kind of had a heads up of what was about to be asked of me. And so I answered the call and was put on the spot of, can you do some promotion for something? And step one was, it really challenged my integrity because I believed that it wasn't the right thing to promote at the time. Not because it was something bad, but just because I wasn't fully involved in this particular brand in order to provide, you know, the right amount of authenticity to the subject. I don't want to be some fake girl just hawking crap on Instagram, selling skinny tea just to do it, just to pay my bills. Like, there's other ways to pay bills than to do that. So I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. And in that moment, I had to reach down. I didn't have a time to think about it. I had to reach down and go, I'm sorry, but, and I over apologize too, but it's not authentic enough for my audience, and it challenges my integrity to be a fake hoe. And I'm not one of those. Like, I don't want to be that girl that's fake just because I couldn't say no. So I don't know what's going on in your life, but there's so many opportunities. I find it more challenging to say no to things. I tell you guys all the time, say yes to things and say yes to opportunities and say yes and take chances and take risks. Most of that comes wrapped up in a no bow, where you have to go, no, I won't watch your kids. No, I will not loan you money. No, I will not allow you to take up my time for this. No, I will not have you do things that eat away my time. No, I can't answer this phone call. No, you don't mean less to me, but I mean a lot to me right now. So it's very important that you understand that your big yes is probably wrapped up in a no bow. And I wanted to bring that story to you because I think a lot of people think that, oh, I just say yes to this risk and then I go on. I was sitting next to a girl on the plane and this last week, and I was listening to her talk to her boyfriend, I guess. And she said, you know, I woke up coughing up blood and I'm having to go to get chest x-rays and do an MRI and a CAT scan. And then she paused for a minute. She was like, I just want you to care. I just want you to care more. And my heart broke for her because I'm like, listen, he's not going to just care about you. You have to say no to him and say yes to loneliness and yes to the single life that's very uncomfortable. And you have to say yes to those kind of things too sometimes in order to know that the person that really is going to fulfill your journey and be at your side when you're in sickness and in health needs an opportunity. But it can't get that opportunity while you're saying yes to someone that's saying no to really big things in your life. So I think that, you know, I've told you all the time, take these big risks, take the chance, do the thing. It's going to be awesome. But I think I've negated to tell you how many times you're going to have to say no. And I think that my kindness has been exploited several times in order for myself to not have to go through the discomfort of saying no. And I just refuse to do that anymore. And I feel like the main responsibility is, you know, I would love to say, oh, I'm some outstanding citizen with like the moral compass of Jesus. But when it comes to it, I don't want to be fake. I don't like when people lie to me. I don't like when people make me feel a little oogie or slimy or used car salesman-y. I don't want to like put that on someone else. That would be a nightmare. I would never want to come off like that. So telling people yes to something that you actually don't want to do gives them that same feeling where you're like, yeah, totally, sure, no problem. It's the same thing as, you know, being somebody that's promoting something that's not great or saying yes to a relationship when you know it's saying no to who you really are. Being fake can be all sorts of different levels of yourself, but being fake and saying, you know, oh yeah, totally, my standard shouldn't be any higher than this because yeah, I don't deserve anything more than this, when you know you do, when you look in the mirror and you know that you're worth something. So I wanted to bring this to you today because I feel like I've really done us a disservice by not filling you in on the no's. I really wanted to fill you in on that. I know this is a short podcast. I'm driving to Waco to a rodeo. I do want to tell you that the Fitness with Fallon Challenge started today. It's $20. You'll be entered to win a free trip to Las Vegas with round trip airfare, hotel, and tickets to the National Finals Rodeo. We're going to have 15 other winners that we're so excited about. We have some big sponsorships within this. And even if you lose, you're still going to win a great start to a new journey. So we're going to help you transform your life, your house, your checkbook, your relationships through transforming how you look at your self-care. And I would love it if you would join me. Go to VegasFitnessChallenge.com. It's $20. The group is free forever. There's already 55 or 5,600 people in there that have been losing weight, that have lost 40, 50, 100 pounds with me in the past. And I'm so excited to have you be a part of that. So make sure and go check that out today. You can go request to join the Fitness with Fallon group for free. You just won't be entered into the challenge. And I'm so excited that you guys were here with me for another Monday. I hope that you will learn the yeses and the nos that make you the happiest and live the most fulfilling life that you can possibly lead. Until next time, you guys, go get them.